Good morning. This is the Delaware Valley TCWA Chapter 5 Net, which meets every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. Net control this morning is Doug, WA3DST, and I'm in Cape May, New Jersey. Do we have any check-ins, WA3DST?
Good morning, Doug, W3OOJ.
Good morning, Doug and Dick, W2UAE.
Good morning, Doug, Dick, and John. This is Kilo Alpha 2 Echo.
And good morning, kids, WJ3G.
Wow, that's great. We have everybody checking in here right off the bat this morning. Good morning to you, Dick, W3OOJ. And Don, W2UAE, Mike, KA2E, and Willie, WJ3G. Good signal this morning. I'm listening on my receiver up in Pennsylvania, so copy everybody fine business. I hope you're copying me okay. The band sounds like it's in pretty good condition this morning, at least up in Pennsylvania. So we got down here on Friday, had a very nice day down here yesterday, beautiful weather down here, and I guess up there also, and couldn't be a nicer weekend. I think we are supposed to get a little bit of rain tomorrow and Tuesday, but sure can't complain about the weather right now. So we'll turn it up to Dick, and Dick, I stopped at your house on Thursday. But I didn't see any car there. Everything was closed up, so I figured you weren't there. But I had to come down and get a haircut, and unfortunately we missed you, so we'll have to catch you next time. I think you were back from your trip by that point, but maybe not. So we'll turn it up to you, Dick, and you can turn it to Don, and then Don to Mike, and Mike, you can turn it to Willie. W3OOJ in the Delaware Valley, QCWA Chapter 5 Net, WA3DSP in Cape May.
WA3DSP, W3OOJ. Good morning again. This is Don and Mike and Willie. Not here, Mike's is good today, but maybe it'll improve. Now, Doug, we were out doing grocery shopping Thursday afternoon, and we got back last Sunday night from New York. Had a great wedding up there. It was right on the end of One Finger Lake, and these fellas up there call those houses cottages, but one bigger than my house, I'll tell you. Anyway, it was up at the end of this lake, and they had it all set up, about 60-some chairs out there. We saw several of my members of my family that I haven't seen for a while. And the wind was so strong. Everybody was shivering, so to speak. All the girls had to hold on to their skirts, and the bride had to wrap her veil around her arm because it was blowing away. But otherwise, it was great. You couldn't get out there to where we were because there's no parking. And they had four school buses that took all the wedding guests out to the site. And after that, it was returned to the wine place that was where they were holding the reception. So we had no trouble getting down there. We did get lost coming back, but not to any problem. We had to get back before dark because Kate's driver's license says she must not drive after dark. So we missed the stop of her dinner. So I was thinking about you on the 6th of June, Don, about the D-Day and so forth. And while that was all going on, we were down in southern France, and they conducted a little landing down there with the French battleship Lorraine. There was no real problem down there. I guess all the activity was up at Normandy Beach. So, nice day here. You're right, Doug, and I'm glad that everybody's happy with that. So over to you, Don. W2UAE, W3OOJ.
Okay, Dick, W3OJ and the group, W2UAE, and good morning all around. All signals are good here this morning, and good to hear the fine checkup, check-in this morning with everybody on the ball there. So, real nice to have everybody check in right in the beginning there. No worries about anybody now, so we know everybody's up and around. We'll check up on Roy when he gets in a little later on in the net. Very good on the wedding there. Sounds like it was a very good activity and a nice location. The Finger Lakes is a beautiful area up that way, and being right on a lake, can't have it much better than that. So glad the weather was good except for the wind. But you can't have everything, but boy, we're sure getting a good weekend. I think this must be, the fourth or fifth weekend in a row that the weather has been good. That's the way to have it, rain during the week and a good weekend. So it's in our favor now, that's for sure. And did have memories for D-Day. It can't possibly be 70 years ago. Gee whiz. Where the time has gone, I don't know. But I do remember the night of D-Day, the previous night, we were in tents down in southern England, waiting to load up, and we knew something was going on. We didn't know when the invasion was going to start, but that night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, a lot of planes were going overhead, so we figured something was going on. So, one of those things that once a year on June 6th brings back lots of memories, that's for sure. Okay, over to Mike there, KA2E, to take it. W2UAE and the group.
Okay, very fine. W2UAE and the gang, KA2E. Always appreciate hearing your comments and your reminiscences, you and Dick. It's very important to my generation that it's very important to me personally that people don't forget these things. I am personally been studying very, very deeply the history of the Italian campaign, which of course has been going on for 11 months. Prior to D-Day, there were, of course, other actions in Europe besides Italy, too. But I was just thinking about the day before when General Mark Clark rode into Rome. That was 70 years ago on June 5th. He rode into Rome and he made the statement to the newspaper reporters there, one down, two to go, meaning one exit. Capital down and two to go. And his particular triumph was never even reported in the paper because the events of the next day, June 6, 1944, completely eclipsed the story of the capture of Rome. So it's one of those little things that, the poor guy was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. Instead of having his 15 minutes of fame, he just wasn't even known. It's one of those interesting little quirks of fame. So I won't be able to stay around with you this morning. this will be my last one, and I'm going to have to secure after this. Rachel has to, she took some volunteer work at in Brooklyn, and I want to drive her because I don't want her to, you know, it's Sunday, I don't want her to worry about getting a parking space and all that, so we got to leave at 10 o'clock. So she's all dressed up in her, you know, her work clothes, you know, a nice business suit and everything, and I'm going to be in shorts and a t-shirt, so... I guess I could put on one of those chauffeur's caps, you know, and make it look like I'm a chauffeur or something like that. So, anyway, with that, I hope everybody has a great week. I'm kind of getting over some injuries I suffered last week due to a fall. Nothing bad. Just a couple of bruised wrists and cuts and stuff like that, but. Hey, it turns on and off during the week, but, you know, I fall really well. I'm really good at it, and it won't be the first time. It sure ain't going to be the last time, so.
Okay, lost you there a little bit to the QRM. Anyway, real good, my K2E and the group WJ3G, and I'll keep it short in case Doug has any comments before you run off. But not a lot going on here. I'll add to that on the second go-around. So far, I'm hearing everybody, though, fairly well, with the exception of Mike at this point. Doug, you tend to do some fading, too, I guess, being in Delaware. So let me get to shipping around WA3TSP in the group WJ3G.
Yeah, WJ3G, WA3DSP, you double with Mike there. He was still transmitting. And Mike, I didn't catch the very end of your transmission there, but I did catch that you were leaving, so we'll say 7-3 to you. You have a great day, and hopefully we'll catch you next week. Try not to fall again. It's not good. All right, 7-3 Mike and Willie, did you have any other comments? WJ3G, WA3DSP.
No, go ahead. I'll pick it up on the next go around.
Okay, very good. Good on everybody's comments there. And of course, D-Day, I was thinking about that a lot, where my father was. He was in England during the war. And I had an uncle who was a POW in Germany, probably at that time, because that was late in the war. And I guess maybe he was liberated, you know, after that, some time after that. I don't know the exact dates, but it was quite a time and a lot of remembrance about it for sure. And as I mentioned before, it's not going to be too many more years before we don't have any World War II veterans left. We don't have any World War I veterans left at this point. And I guess in another 10 years or so, the same will be true of World War II. Let's hope it lasts a while, but we'll always celebrate that day. And It was just an amazing operation. We were talking on our AWA net about the number of victory ships. The victory ships that were run by the Merchant Marines, and they were producing three of those ships a day, three a day out of shipyards in the United States during the war. It's amazing to think of that. You know, we probably can't create a ship in 6 months right now, but the amount, that's just one thing. I mean, we were making so much manufacturing here in the U.S. I mean, think of all the electronic equipment that was made and how fast it was made and everything else that was produced during the war. It was just an amazing feat what we did in World War II, that's for sure. Anyhow, do we have any other check-ins this morning for our net, WA3DSP? Okay, nothing heard. So, Dick, sorry we missed you on Thursday. I guess we just hit at the wrong time. I was kind of in a hurry. I wanted to get back home, but I was going to stop for a little while after I got my hair cut. So when we left there, we kind of headed back home, and that was the end of it. So we'll catch you another time, Dick, when we get down there again, maybe on our next trip back home. We'll be coming back up on Wednesday. Lynn has a high school reunion next weekend, so we'll be attending that. So back to you, Dick, W3OOJ in the Delaware Valley, QCWA Chapter 5 Net, WA3DSP in Cape May.
WA3DSP, W3OOJ, I don't know what happened, but the band suddenly dropped out. I never got a word that Mike said, and I could just barely hear Willie. And that time your transmission was kind of weak also, Doug, so I don't know, something must have happened. Well, we're sorry we missed you on Thursday. Didn't know you were coming, and I would have arranged to have the shopping done a little bit later or earlier. But anyway, we'll be glad to see you next time he comes around. Nothing else spectacular around here. The trip was the one thing, and we had a great trip. We enjoyed the whole thing. And Kate did very well at the driving. The cardiologist told us that it'd be fine to go to take the trip if you would stop and have every couple of hours and have a walk around the car or do something like that, just relax outside the car, that would be very good for her. So it worked out pretty good. We didn't have any trouble with that regard, but we did get lost. We got 62 miles out of the way and had to get back on Route 81. We're from Syracuse over, so we missed it completely. I don't know how we did it, but we missed three turns, and we had a trip pick from AAA, and it took us up there very well, but coming back it wasn't much. We tried to reverse the trip, but it didn't work. Nothing I can think of. We put a new air conditioner in the living room yesterday, and we got it up at Lowe's, and it's different than the other ones we had, so I got to figure out how to work this thing to get it to cool properly. They have a economy setting on the doggone thing, and the motors shut off after it reaches its temperature. So that isn't what I want to do, and I want to get that program straightened out. It'll be all right. Yeah, Don, I was thinking of you yesterday, or the 6th, rather, and I know that they had a rough time over there for a little while. But at the time, this operation we had on the southern France was a piece of cake compared to what they had up there on the North Shore, so we had practically no problem at all down there. And, of course, that was the beginning of the campaign in northern Italy and so forth, and the war was far from over at that point. But they did have it in sight. Anyway, W3OOJ.
Okay, Dick, W3OJ in the group, W2UAE. Okay, all around, and we'll relay some of what Mike has said. He was going to have to leave at 10 o'clock because his wife had some kind of an appointment in New York City, at a business appointment, and he was going to drive her there, so that's why he had to leave at 10 o'clock, and he said he appreciated comments from Dick, you and I, about the war bit, since his generation is, in most cases, interested in hearing the story as it's told by the vet. So, one of those things. It certainly was unbelievable changeover in production for World War II. I don't think we can do it now because we've lost so many craftsmen, and we don't have the ability to make steel like we had. We really don't have the ability and hardly anything to switch over to military stuff, but it always amazed me how they turned out the bombers so fast too. And fortunately we were able to make them faster than they were lost in the beginning of the war over in Europe, way bombers were being shot down so fast that at one point they had to slow down their bombing rates because they were losing 30, 40, and 50 bombers a day. And that's a lot of manpower, too, that was lost. I think there was 10 crew members on a bomber, and they had to change their ways as far as bombing raids and such, and had to get planes that could escort the bombers, but it was pretty serious there for a while with the tremendous losses, but everything was just produced in such large quantities in such a hurry. Why, really, that was the basis of us winning the war. We had the production capability of everything, and it paid off, that's for sure. Hopefully we never have to need that again. That's for hope that there aren't any more wars. On Normandy Beach, I often think back of what it must have been like on D-Day, because the first waves that went in were pretty much just sacrificed, which was very, very sad. They lost more men on one day, D-Day, in Europe than they had lost altogether in Afghanistan in the 10 years they'd been in Afghanistan. So, and it was just a sad situation for the first wave that went in. Not good, not good. Okay, let's see. I guess I turn it over to Willie since Mike checked out. They had to leave at 10 o'clock, he said. And hopefully he will be back on next Sunday. So over to you, Willie, WJ3G, W2UAE, and the group.
W2UAE and the group, WJ3G, and real good, Don. And yeah, I really don't know a whole bunch about it. I don't know that I had any direct family fighting in that conflict. My maternal grandfather fought in World War One. And I certainly remember my grandmother talking about her visits with the other widows of World War One. They were a part of a little group at the time. And I remember an uncle or two being in Korea. Well, actually, I shouldn't say, maybe I do know, I forget what, it might have been World War Two that my what that one brother-in-law was in battle with. So anyway, that's about, other than that, I'm watching plenty about it on the History Channel, and in some respects, the dodgy, and sometimes when they get into that stuff. but certainly wouldn't want to see it again. I think you're right, though. It would be tough for us to ramp up because there's just too many stupid people living off the system and not being able to get them into employment. It just seems to be a major problem. But what are you going to do? Anyhow, I had a little workout Friday, and then I had noticed that our tank alarm light was normally would operate a button, but I silenced it. I hadn't really been acting right. And so at one point I noticed it looked like it was dimly lit almost pretty much all the time. But anyhow, it came on and stayed on, and I thought, well, I don't want to push this off too long because I don't know if there is really a problem or what the deal was. So Thursday evening, I dug good down that I could at least see the tank lid, and then dug a little deeper Friday morning, sort of waiting for the plumber to show up. And they popped it open, and he troubleshot it and decided it was the tank alarm float, which, supposedly if the level gets too high, the float would indicate so and set off the alarm. But it had fluids on the inside of the float, and I guess it just wasn't floating anymore. Or just plain shorted out at some point. Anyhow, so that's all put back together, and the dirt's back in the hole, and I'm going to have to be careful mowing around it for a while. But that's the way that goes. Yeah, so that's my excitement for the week. That was, I've been trying to find an exterminator that'll deal with the groundhogs. We've got about, I'd say a good half dozen of them here, about four or five little ones, and then mom and pop, and it just doesn't make for very nice conditions inside the fence when we want to let the dog out. So hopefully after we're rid of them, we can maybe farm and fruit and not have to worry about it for a while, but I'm sort of curious what that's all going to cost, too. And enough of my ramblings, I made up for the first round here, so over to you, Doug. What's going on your end, and hopefully the band's holding up here. WA3DSP and then that WJ3G.
WJ3G and the Delaware Valley QCWA Chapter 5 Net WA3DSP. Well, Willie, your signal was up and down, pretty much noisy there at some point, but at the end, right at the end, boy, you peaked up so strong. It was amazing. It was almost like somebody flipped the switch. So conditions, there's a lot of QSB this morning. I did get everything that you said, though, and very good. Yeah, groundhogs. I have, in past years, I've had problems with groundhogs, but I haven't seen any this year. I don't know what happened to our groundhogs, but we generally had quite a few that were out in our wood pile and out in our brush pile in the front yard. And what would happen is they would get babies, and then they would try to find places to go. And they would end up trying to dig around the house, and I had to around the house and around the barn. So I had to put a squash on that and keep filling in their holes and trying to keep them out of there. But fortunately, this year, as I said, we haven't seen any. So let's knock wood that they'll be not coming around the house this year. They can dig pretty fast, and when we're down here at the shore, I would come home and find out that they dug all around the barn, and I had to go fill in a whole bunch of holes. So it wasn't a lot of fun. Okay, well, fine on everything about D-Day, and
It's very interesting history to me. And a lot of the shows on the military channel now are in color. There's a lot of color footage coming out of World War II, and that's really interesting. And some of the quality is so good that it's almost like it happened yesterday. So hopefully they can preserve all that and put it in the archives. But it's amazing just how much video there was of World War II. They show a lot of it on the military channel. So anyhow, let's see. Are there any other check-ins this morning for the Delaware Valley QCWA Chapter 5 Net, WA3 DSP in Cape May?
WA2 TWS,
good
morning, Doug and everybody.
Yeah, good morning, Roy. WA2 TWS, WA3 DSP in Cape May. I'm listening on my receiver up in Pennsylvania, so you're coming in okay there. There is a lot of QSB this morning. So why don't you go ahead and make a transmission, Roy, and tell us what's going on in your life this week. WA2 TWS, WA3 DSP.
Yeah, okay, WA3 DSP and the group WA2 TWS. I got here when Don was transmitting, but Don, your signal was really, really down. I was hardly copying it, and band conditions are up and down. Doug, it's very interesting that my report on Willie is exactly opposite. It's a mirror image of yours. He was coming, Don was very weak, and I wasn't able to copy everything, and Willie came in strong, and then that he dropped down, and then you said he was weak all through and came up at the end. But if you're down in Cape May, I guess that explains that you're farther away, and maybe it's just, the band conditions. Then we got here a little bit early, and nobody checked into the other one. And, I lost my cell phone. It popped off my belt. I should have gotten a holster where the belt went through it. It had a very strong clip on it. Yeah, but every now and then it would pop off, and usually in the car. And this time it didn't, and it had some photographs on there that I hadn't uploaded to the computer, including the last photograph of my cat. That I had put down, because that took a very nice picture of her down there, and Raven, and I'm going to put an ad in the paper now. I think they have an electronic version, and I'm going to put it in both and see if somebody picked it up in a parking lot somewhere. My cousin out there in Washington State, he's 95, and they handled him, they used equipment to handle him in the hospital when he was in, and they ripped his shoulder, and they can't fix it, and so he decided to end it all. He stopped eating, and he called me up, and I wished I could change his mind, at least get another, it just seems a lot of negative things going on. But it's a beautiful day, and hopefully some good things will come. So, okay, back to you, Doug. I'm on the groundhogs. Yeah, well, we don't have them, but I've got a possum. I've got raccoons that really come in and trash everything. And, of course, my cats, they're always hunting at night. Last night, I went in the bathroom. I was getting ready to go to bed, and I hear a loud croak, and here's this young frog sitting on the tub. He started to croak at me, so I got him in a plastic pitcher and had to go all the way down to the brook and put him in. Good thing it wasn't cold weather. WA3 DSP, portable 2 in the group, WA2 TWS.
WA2 TWS in the Delaware Valley, QCWA Chapter 5 Net, WA3 DSP in Cape May. Very fine, Roy. Your signal kind of did the same thing as Willie's. You were a little weak there for a while, and you came up strong at the end. So hopefully you're copying me. And fine on all your critters there. Well, you certainly do have a lot of critter stories there where you live. And very sorry to hear about you losing your phone. I can imagine how that would affect things. And I don't know. You know, people steal those phones, so if somebody sees it, they're liable to just keep it. Even though it would be very easy to find out who owned it just by looking at the phone number and working back that way. They can just go to a phone store and turn it in, and the phone number would determine who you were, so they could easily find you. But I don't know. I don't hold a lot of hope for that, unless you lost it somewhere where you can find it. If somebody else finds it, I don't know. I think they're probably going to steal it the way things are today. But let's hope not. Let's hope you get it back. So anyhow, let's see. We'll go down the list here again. Let me stand by one more time and see if there's any other check-ins for the Delaware Valley QCWA Chapter 5 Net, WA3DSP. Well, nothing heard, and Roy Mike was in here until about 10 o'clock. He had to go take his wife to a volunteer job that she was doing today, so he had to leave at 10. You missed Mike, but the rest of the crowd is here. So we'll go back up to Dick, and Dick, you turn it to Don, to Willie, and then Willie, you turn it to Roy. W3OOJ in the Delaware Valley, QCWA Chapter 5 Net, WA3DSP in Cape May.
Yeah, W3DSP, W3OOJ. Good morning, Roy. And I never got a word that out of the transmission that made by Willie. And when Roy came on, he was pretty weak, but he signaled both up and I was able to copy it. I'm sorry to hear about you losing your phone. Well, this is really bust. I think the noise level here is over S8, and it goes up and down. I don't know what it is, this one, why it should be so strong, but it is. And okay, that's on the World War II veterans and so forth. Well, I understand that 18,000 a day are passing away. So they got a couple of million left to do, I think, and how long that lasts, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not looking forward to it anyway. I was trying to think of something else too, but, when in 1942, we landed in North Africa, and General Patton went across on our ship. He was going with the army, of course, and gave him a bullet so he could get over there. So he got in French Morocco. He disembarked and went with the all the equipment and so forth that we had brought in. We had two destroyers that they had ripped out one of the engine was destroying them, and they had made room for Marines. They expected to have some problems. They were supposed to land a ship that carried locomotives and loaded freight cars and so forth, and we were supposed to get in there and take that dock. And which they did. They were figuring on destroying the two destroyers and so they could get in there real quick. But the only problem we had was one gun from the top of the mountain that was firing a random shell. It wasn't even close to anybody, I think. But that's one of the things that I remember. And we went on into Sicily and then Salerno and Anzio and southern France and all those beautiful places. But we did get a chance to go into Rome, and we did get a chance to go into, what was the other one? Rome and, Paris. Yeah, we visited Paris while we were there. We went in on an army truck. Anyway, that's the size of it anyway. Not much else going on here, Doug. And your signal is up and down also, but it's a bust as far as I'm concerned today. W3EOEW3OOJ. 7-3, everybody.
Okay, this W3OJ and the group W3UAE and good morning to you, Roy. And I don't know, I must be in a good location or something, but I'm copying everybody fine, and signals have been varying a lot on the S-meter. Roy is an S-9 here, and Dick is +10, and your signal, Doug, is +10, and Willie's is an S-9. So I have not had any problem with QSC here, so I just feel very fortunate in the location here, since don't have signal problems whatsoever. And Roy, sorry you lost your cell phone. That's one of those things which a cell phone is, it's amazing how cell phones have caught on and how useful they are. And you can contact anybody, any place, at any time. And you don't have, well, we used to have the repeater for W2ZQ that you could call in on 2 meters and switch it over to make a phone call, and you could call home and that kind of thing. And as long as you were in the area of the repeater, why, you had communications. But now with a cell phone, I can send a text to my granddaughter in Colorado, or my grandson in Arizona, or my sister-in-law in Florida, and you get right through practically instantly. So it's just amazing what you can do. Okay, hope you get your cell phone back, though, Roy. That is a loss, and it's a headache thing to have to put up with the time when you don't have it. And hopefully you will get it back. But as Doug says, it's probably unlikely that whoever finds it will return. There are a few lot of people in the world, and you hear stories where somebody has returned something and did a good comparison and done what they should do, but they're sort of rare cases in this day and age. Okay, time's short. We'll pass it over to 7-3. Glad to get in here this morning and catch up with everybody, and hope I can do the same next week. So with that, we'll send it over to Willie. And everybody have a good week. WJ3G to take it, W2UAE, 7-3's all around.
Yeah, real good, Don, and I sort of agree with you. There's way too, what will I say, unsavory people out there that, you know, hey, oh, I like this phone. I wonder if I could, you know, switch it out or, you know, that kind of stuff. Or I guess you can recycle them too. I don't know how that works out though. But in some cases for money, I hear they sell pretty good in the recycling kind of thing sometimes. Although I've never checked it out myself. Although I see the convenience in the devices. I just don't see the cost. You know, so you get done with all the airtime and internet traffic and this and that. Boy, it's, you know, an expensive little device. Convenient, yes, but, I don't know. I just, unless you're going to get one used, maybe, and use it just on Wi-Fi or something like that, which, I guess takes out some of the portability of it all. Anyhow, it's time to go. I'll turn it over to you, Roy. 7 3R, have a fantastic day. WA2TWS and the group WJ3G.
Yeah, WJ3G and the group WA2TWS. Okay, Willie. Well, boy, signals are really up and down. Don, you were down in that last one, but I heard you saying in the beginning you were up and you said you were comping everybody, good location and so forth. And then it dropped down. And, Willie, you were down through most of that and came up at the end. So, you're right, yeah, time is up, so we won't even get into our notes here. I'll turn it down to you, Doug. WA3DSB, Portable, and the group WA2TWS.
Okay, very good, Roy. WA2TWS in the Delaware Valley, QCWA Chapter 5 net, WA3DSP in Cape May. Well, everybody held up enough to copy them, and I did want to mention to everyone that I am recording the net this morning. I recorded the entire net, and I'll probably put it out on the internet, so I do that every once in a while, and I thought I'd try that this morning. Also, Roy, two things. One, you should probably call your cell phone company and notify them that it's missing so that they can stop the phone from working so that somebody can't use your account. And the other thing is, before you do that, why don't you just try calling your number a few times and walk around, you know, wherever you were around your house, and maybe you'll hear it ringing, I don't know, or maybe somebody will answer it, and then you can find out who they are and where they are if they'll tell you. So that's just a couple of points there. All right, I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Everybody have a very good week. Enjoy the beautiful weather today, and hopefully we'll see everyone again next Sunday. I'll be back up in Pennsylvania next Sunday. This is WA3DSP shutting down the Delaware Valley QCWA Chapter 5 net and turning the frequency up to the New York Chapter 7-3 off.
Come on, Chapter 5. We're telling you, QSTA is standby. Chapter 28, WA2STA is standby.